Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KGG, anyone on frequency?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan. KCA QVX. WIS. Am I making it?
Yep, you're making it.
I think you got everything done there. We're just building the Mako V58 here.
Yep, I see you are. Let me show you that picture you sent me. That's what that is. You putting that up today?
I don't know if I'm going to do it today. I may. I don't know. I'm going to tune it anyway. I'm going to do it on the ground here. Get it. I'm going to get it all tuned in there and put it together. I already had it built, most of it. I just had to put the bottom part back together. That kind of actually been out for a couple years. I brought it back down. But I got a big fire going across the road, burning up a bunch of pallets and stuff. It's pretty cold out, though. My hands, I had to come in. My hands are just cold.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly today. Well, my wife and I are going to go to Texas Roadhouse in Saginaw to get some, what do you call it? I guess late lunch. Late lunch, early dinner, or something like that. Where are we at? We're just about up here to I-75, I believe, on 46.
Oh, Roger. Can you get into the Lansing repeater from here? From your cabin at Mountain State?
I doubt it. I doubt it. What repeat are you talking about?
147280. 100 PL.
Oh, where's the repeater actually at? Is that the one that's in Okemos?
I don't know. It's north of Lansing a little bit, it looks like, on the map here. I don't know where Okemos is. I'm not familiar with that area downstate.
Well, Okemos is east of 127. It's kind of between Lansing and St. John's, I think.
This is showing Hingham County, KBALCY, so I don't know. Shows it's 88 miles south here. I don't think I can bring it up. I'm inside right now. I'm not on the big antenna. This one's only like 40 feet. It's a single bay. Pulled this dipole pointed southwest. How many miles are you from Lansing?
Right now, or back in my cabin?
John Jonesville, Lansing.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I could probably bring it up from Jonesville without an issue. Because if it's the repeater I'm thinking of, it's got a pretty good footprint on it.
That's four. Oh, the fire's starting to roar over there now.
There you go. Well, we're going to go to Saginaw there and eat, and then we'll head back to a cabin. But we got to leave here tomorrow morning between 10 and 10:30 probably. Penny's got a doctor's appointment at 2 o'clock, so we got to be back down there by 2. 1:30. I'll be back down there by 1:30. That'll get her to her doctor's appointment on time.
Yeah, ton more. Yeah, I was just curious. Because we can all get into this repeater, I think. So. Am I making it into the repeater okay, or is it all static? Usually it's full scale, but today it's only half.
No, you're fine getting in there. There's a little bit of noise on your signal, but nothing major. I mean, I hear every word you're saying, no problem. Yeah, and that's all I'm doing. Just thinking all that and kind of, I don't know if it'll go up today. It probably won't because I got to change the mast at all or come up with a mounting solution because it takes a 1-inch or a 1 1/4 mast. Well, I don't have any 1 1/4. I got 1.5 and I got 2 inch, 3 inch, 4 inch. I don't have 1 1/4. Yeah, it takes a regular standard 10-foot piece of mast pipe, probably. I think that's what them are, is 1 1/4. I may have one. I'll just have to take out. There's still snow on the ground, and I can't hardly do anything around here. Everything's froze down. Yeah, I know. He's down here in Saginaw, they don't have any snow on the ground. Nothing. I don't even think the ground's frozen. No, the ground's not frozen. Because when we took breaks out there at that thing, I walked around outside and no, the ground's not frozen either. So, yep, it's all good down here. It's springtime. It's melting here. Most of my yard's all melted off, but it's slow. It's definitely slow. But I like it. Because I'm getting all this crap burned up across the road. Big pile of crap over there. Pallets and whatnot. Old junk wood. Neighbors threw a bunch of crap in there, so I figured better burn it now before it dries out and fire danger. Yeah, probably. Alright, but I'm going to let you go. We're getting ready to get off the exit here to go down to Texas Roadhouse. And I think we're within about a mile or two from Texas Roadhouse. So I'll let you go. I'll holler back at you when we get head back towards your cabin. KDYS, KC8QDX. Alright, be careful. Have a good meal. We'll catch you later. KDYS, standby.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Help. Testing the repeater.
Connected to CMN Network.
Net control, please recognize November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. No traffic. I'm from District 2. Over.
November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Roger.
Locally, and go from there. All right,
we'll get started here at the top of the list. Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
KD8RHB in the net, this is KBD. The name is Jim, I'm EC in Washtenaw County. It's a little light this week here. We've got some meetings scheduled coming up both in April and May to try and go through and sort of chat with the first of AC people, then the general RC people, get those together and do a face-to-face. That's always good. Other than that, start to think about the spring FDP. That's always an interesting time. And other than that, basically just enjoying the skizzly March weather. Thanks for running that thread. Back to you, Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Well put on the weather. Good to hear you today. All right, next station is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papad.
This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papad. This is too soon to come to. Just jumping in on the map here.
First time checking in and trying to learn how to do this, and just want to thank everybody for this here, and this is KF8, UDA clear.
Alright, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo, Alpha, it's awesome. That's the first time checking in. We do this every Sunday at the same time. Usually on minutes are close to it, or we use one of our own minutes. But good to have you. Good to have you here. Hope to hear you next week, too. Alright, I'm going to take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Board? Please call.
Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha.
Alright, and it's double. The first station that started out with this is, see your call again, over.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, over.
Roger, Charlie, I got you in there. Thanks for checking in. All right, other stations.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Foxtrot Charlie Alpha.
Kilo Charlie 8 Foxtrot Charlie Alpha. Roger, I got you added to the list. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call.
Let's see, all quite what's going on here.
The only thing noteworthy on my end is got a new net controller for the every morning Michigan traffic net that meets at 10 a.m. Eastern. We picked up WAUX Bob, who is going to be assuming Monday night control. And so that's what we're really looking forward to add him to work control. Seems to me net controls are so hard to get, and so don't stay too long. Michigan Amateur Communication Systems, that's what I was trying to think of. If you're around at 10 a.m. Eastern, every morning, you're invited to check in to 7233, plus or minus, usually a plus, or usually QRM. It's usually not quiet, so I thought I'd mention that. Other than that, let's see here. I got the Michigan traffic net at 7 p.m. tonight, so all are welcome to check in 3953, and then also the, oh my goodness, boy, my mind is just not on it today. The red light tomorrow is 3933. So if you're around, please check in. Other than that, all quiet in the county, not much going on, Brett. And you'll have to excuse my stuttering around here. I might just not have that wonderful that we had. I can't shake the shot of it yet. At any rate, back to you, Brett. I know you're right where you want to be. Wish everybody a happy and safe weekend. We'll catch you on later now, Silver.
All right, very good, Joe. Good news on another, or a new SPS that is Jewish, so I know the current staff is pretty pleased with that. Good stuff. Thanks for your meeting today, Joe. All right, moving along here. November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo.
Yeah, this is November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. No traffic.
All right, you noted that earlier. Sorry about that. All right, Kilo Bravo 9, India, Alpha Romeo,
good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not much to report here at all. Nothing important going on. Just trying to find the net control, KDB8RHB, KDB9IM.
Next
station
is November 8, Quebec. Yankee, Quebec.
Drop
for comment.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for running that control this evening. Jay here in Detroit. Quick update on our Windlink node and APRS peer-to-peer that we're working to build in downtown Detroit. Had a chance to visit the site on Friday. Had a great opportunity to get up on the roof and plan what we intend to do for antennas and routing and those kinds of things. So excited to see how this comes along. And got the Windlink node approval from Windlink.org over the weekend. And so probably still a few weeks out before we're going to be up here testing the production antennas and stuff.
All right, very good. Good news on for downtown Detroit. Hopefully, can get that out. All right, next station, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Hey, thanks, Brett. Kind of surprised to find everybody down here on 75 meters, but yeah, it's wall-to-wall whoop-de-doo QSO party on 40. So I can see why we're here. This is WVNAHB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5, and the St. Joseph County, Michigan, Amateur Radio Club had its club meeting last Wednesday, so that was good, that was well. First meeting I was able to attend there since, I think I made it to January, but I didn't make it to February because I was dealing with COVID issues at that time. But had a good meeting, good reports from everywhere, and I know you and I talked last week. So looking forward to Friday of this week. Well, I hope there's some other District 5 check-ins for you tonight. I just heard Don from Battle Creek, and Don came down to our club meeting there in Centerville on Wednesday, so it was good to see him. And yesterday I was in Lawton, helping WDAXA with some HF antennas and some other little projects in his workshop dealing with radio. So I actually ended up having some success on a Saturday afternoon underground in a basement. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Brett. This is WB8AXB. Over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Good to hear you. Last station on the roster as I have it right now is Kilo Charlie.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha. A lot of digital noise coming through here on this side. I don't know what's going on. I am interested in setting up a station just like the Detroit station is. I'm in Flint, Michigan, so I would like to put on a BBS. I'm kind of bouncing between whether I should do it on 70 centimeters or 2 meters. That's about it. This is Mike. And my name and my call sign is Kilo Charlie, Foxtrot Charlie Alpha, Flint, Michigan.
All right, very good, Mike. Good to have you on today, and yeah, hopefully, you know, we can work that out as well. So, all right, I'll take a stand by.
UHF Hub, disconnected. Node 366021, disconnected.
NAWCD, NAWCD, KYNU.
KA8YMU, this is NAWCB. Good evening. Well, you made it through another long weekend. You can check that one off, and it's the downslide this week. Long weekend to look ahead to. How'd we do today? I think that you were the only senior in the room today.
You know, it wasn't too bad today. It was busy, but Clinton handed us a three-car accident up on Metro, and thankfully the truck's on to handle it, and it's just, it was busy, but it wasn't bad.
Well, I'm happy for you in that regard. At least get the people to handle, especially the three-car accidents, and you know, especially for a Sunday. Usually, a lot of times, I think that would be the case for you guys. But usually, you're running minimum at that, and you know, people want to get, or if you are above minimum, people want to get out, go home early or something. But I'm happy how it worked out for you.
Yeah, usually we're a minimum. Usually we're begging people to come in and trying to get calls handled in an appropriate time. And thankfully today it wasn't the case, so I'll take it. I'm happy with today. But how was your day today?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm glad you got through, and even with the minimum there, you made it through. But we're doing pretty good here. Went to church this morning. Logan and I had a good message. Talked about Lazarus, John chapter 11. He did a good job. A lot of good music today. Pretty good crowd. Saw Dave there at FCS church. Glad to see him. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. It's been a little rough at times, but hanging in there.
Yeah. I'm glad you're able to go to the church this morning, and heard a good sermon. That's good. I'm glad you're able to do that there, Dad. That's good. And you'll have them rough days sometimes. You know, it's one of those things, I guess. And certain days are easier than others, but
yeah, that's the truth. It's been good. I'm gonna, you know, for right now, I'm gonna going to Bible Baptist Church. You know, people have been gracious, they've been kind, and I'm glad. You know, reach out to them. So reacquainted, obviously, people through the years, some of the newer ones. So I'm happy. Talked to Emily there for a few minutes, telling me about her family. She's got four kids, living in the home. It was pretty good. Just trying to go through some of the stuff again, working through some more clothes here, people just, you know, and, kind of the finality of it. But, like Pastor Dave said, dead here on earth, but alive forevermore with the Lord.
Yeah. That's for for the church. They're good people. They're there. They love you, and they care for you. I'm glad that you're going there. Like I said, it's a good church. It's been good to be in there, and people who support you, and know what you're about. It's like I said, it's not it's not a goodbye, or, you know, it's not a, you know, it's not eternal. It's, you know, it's just for a short while.
NAWCB, yes, that's right. It's just so long for now, and see you soon. But anyway, it's, you know, like I say, you know, it's a little bit, you know, as I look at myself today, it's a little bit more conservative than what I've, you know, what I've been at and where I'm at right now. But right now, it's a safe choice, and I, you know, it's not far away. It's pretty easy to get across and take 19 across over the mountain, slide up that way. It seems to work best. You know, just take it one Sunday at a time, see how we're feeling, but all good in that regard.
Hey, Wyndham. Yeah, and you got lots of time. You got time to, you know, to decide what you want to do, and, you know, you decide, hey, that's where I want to go, then, hey, that's good, you know, that's your choice, and, you know, that's right. And, you know, if not, then, you know, that's fine too. You know, you have to go where you're comfortable and what works for you. And, you know, like I said, you know, you've got time to decide. And, it's not something that you have to make a quick decision about either.
Yeah, that's very true, and I think maybe, you know, as I'm looking at things and kind of pushing things along a little bit and trying to push, you know, move things along, and it's going to take a little bit of time, so, you know, we've got the time, and it's all good in that way, but, yeah, I heard Lee, too, up north, and they had a good service up there today, too, so, they didn't have, you know, they weren't able to have it last week because of the weather. So they were kind of glad to get back together, and I'm happy for them also in that way.
Yeah, good thing they had a good break in the weather. No good. They were able to have services there. Sure, Lee was happy about that.
Yeah, he said he was down in Greenville too about, I think it was a week ago, and he said it was about 80 degrees down there, and I guess him and Melissa are going to go down to New Orleans and got something for this for their Freedom That Lasts, the chapter they want to start down there, so working on that, and then Lee's coming back, and he's going to have surgery, and he's going to be out for about 3 weeks. His tonsils, he's going to have something with his sinuses or something, but you know, that's going to kind of put him out of commission there for a little bit. Anyway, it sounds like other than that, they're doing pretty good up there as well.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing well. I'm glad. I'm glad for them. And you know, hopefully the surgery will go well for them. And, you know, he's going to be down for a little bit, but a little bit of rest is good. You know, sometimes it's what you need.
Yes, exactly on that one. And I'm sure that'll give him a little bit of a chance. To do that, especially since the doctorate is finished, and there's a lot of other stuff, busyness going on up there as well. But, so anyway, I've talked about them. How are you and your family doing? How's everything going with you guys? NAWC.
We're doing all right. Got home yesterday and had dinner and ended up falling asleep pretty early, so a full night's rest, which was good. I needed it. Just getting the house cleaned up and
trying to get ready for spring. So we're plugging along, trying to get stuff done and neighborhood there, we try to do, I guess they do like a clean up day, so we're making sure that things are kind of straightened up outside and getting things situated there, so it's good.
Well, I kind of figured you're gonna eat and fall asleep there last night. You probably needed it there as much as it's been going, and a lot of the stress that's been going on. Also, I'm glad for you in that way that you got a little extra rest. Like I said, it's good to have those spring cleaning days. That kind of helps out cleaning up, getting rid of stuff, fixing stuff from the hard winter, and bruising up for spring, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm tired. There's been a lot going on, and it was Friday. I had a hard time staying awake at work. I was just kind of, sitting there, and I closed my eyes for a minute, and I think Billy saw me and pulled me in. He's like, "Are you doing okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm alright. I'm tired." And he's like, "Yeah, just sitting here for a few minutes. Let's just breathe and relax and make sure you're okay." So he checks in on me and makes sure I'm good.
Good. I'm glad he did that. And, at least get you away from the desk for a few minutes and just kind of see how you're doing in that. I'm glad they're taking care of you in that way. It's, like you say, it's been a lot of stress and a lot of house upsets and that. Just trying to get your bearings, your footings, and get back going again. It's all good, and I guess we keep moving on to the best.
Hey, there's a lot going on, and just trying to keep going and maintain and stuff like that, but all right. A couple of things to do tomorrow. We got some stuff around the house to do, and I got some RPSC things I got to do tomorrow. So keep busy.
Any good WCB? Well, it sounds like you at least got tomorrow all mapped out there, and ARPSC stuff, gotta keep that going, and some running around. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a little guy somewhere in that house that has a birthday tomorrow too, is what I hear.
He does. Zach's got a birthday, and that's what we gotta run out here as soon as I get in. Gotta run to the store and get him a birthday gift, so he's excited about that, the birthday cake and stuff. But it's good. It's good. Good to celebrate his birthday.
Well, I hope Zach has a good birthday there tomorrow, and happy birthday to him, man alive. Like I was telling Emily today, enjoy your kids while you can. They grow up fast. Time flies there, and they get bigger and such. So you got to be able to enjoy them while they're little.
Yeah, that's for sure. They get big quick. I don't like it, but part of life, I guess. One of those things, you know. Well, Dad, I am home. I'm going to head in here real quick and drop my stuff off and head right back out the door. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. And, we'll talk here soon.
Yeah, kind of figured you were home there. Heard some little voices there in the background, so I'm glad you made it home safe. But I'm glad you made it through the weekend, too, and enjoyed the conversations there. Thanks for the rides along, the ride-along tonight. You enjoy your couple days off there. Say happy birthday, Zach, and definitely have to hook up here as well. But anyway, like I say, we'll let you head in. I know you've got to go back out, so be safe. Tell everyone hello. 73 Houston, 88 to you and the family. And talk again soon. Enjoy your days off in your evening. NAWCB is clear on your pilot.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Like I said, if you need anything tonight, let us know. And I think, we're looking at doing a joint birthday there with Mike and Zach, so we'll get you a date here. But enjoy your night, and we'll talk here later. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. 88YN Euclid.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Three network test, 1, 2.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Okay. I'm keying up all three networks, statewide 1 and 2 at the same time. VHF. And all the CMN Network. WFSM. VHF 1, 2, 3, 1. Multi-select 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Radio service testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back 4, 3, 2, 1. Multi-select 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. VHF test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All RF 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All call multi-select UHF VHF 220 analog statewide 1, statewide 2, DMR.
VHF 1, 2, 3.
connected to CMN Network.
MCC 31.